America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
People overreact.
I wasn't overreacting. I was bummed, man. I was bummed.
Andy,
I watched
the king of overreacting. What are you talking about?
Please. I don't overreact.
You know what? It's impossible to overreact over the 1-4 start of the Browns. You cannot overreact to it because it's just awful. You ready?
Yeah, I'm totally confused. How can you not overreact to this?
Because as
Jeff,
as,
I'm looking at no, 12 Ian, phone stop, lines stop. Of people who are overreacting to this.
Yes. Stop. They're not overreacting. They're reacting appropriately.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing. You can't overreact to this because they've been god-awful. What do these numbers mean to you?
Okay.
13,
yep.
15, 16, 17, 18.
That means they haven't scored 14 points in one of these games.
That is correct.
Thank you. That was a very Phelpsian answer,
that's
by the way.
That's a magnifying glass half full. Right,
that
there.
Is
the
some
Browns
Phelpsian.
Have not scored more than 18 points in a game, folks. They have not scored more than 18 points in a game. They are the, you ready? Third lowest scoring team in the NFL.
There are two teams worse than
yes.
us? Yes. Wow.
Yes, there actually are.
Oh, we got that going for us.
How bad do you think
nice.
The Patriots
yeah.
and the Panthers are? Browns are averaging 15.8 points per game. No team is gaining fewer yards than the Browns. They are dead last at 239.4 yards per game. Dead last. So you cannot overreact to how bad the Browns have been on offense. It's impossible to overreact because any reaction to how bad they've played offensively is appropriate today.
I concur.
It's flat out appropriate. Now, we're not going to do what we did last week.
What did we do last week?
We're not going to be here with how to fix it.
Oh, we're not?
No. But we're going to throw out ideas, but we're not going to try and fix it. You know why? That's on them. I will tell you this. If you roll out, and it might be a fix that we don't see or that we're not told about, but if you roll out the same thing that you have rolled out so far through the first five games, well, shame on you. Shame on you. Can Kevin Stefanski call plays? Dang right he can. Did you like the 11 wins last year? Did you like the plays that were called when Joe Flacco was a quarterback? Did you like the plays that were called when Deshaun was 4-1 as a starter last year? Kevin called those. So he can call plays. You have a new offensive coordinator. How's that working out? Is it his fault? I don't know. You have a new offensive line coach. Is it his fault? I don't know. You have injuries on the offensive line. Is that the reason for this big mess? I don't know. What I do know is other teams have offensive line trouble, Andy, and they seem to figure out a way to still move the football and score points. This team hasn't done that. Is it the wide receiver's fault?
I don't know, man. They dropped a touchdown yesterday. That was not fun.
Cedric Tillman hitting the numbers on a critical play.
Yeah.
Amari Cooper hitting the numbers. Boom, interception leads to a touchdown last week. Jerry Jeudy in the end zone. You've made him, what, the 22nd, 21st, whatever it is, highest paid wide receiver in the NFL. Drops a touchdown pass. I will say this. Before the start of the season, I talked about the lack of skill position talent on this team, despite the fact that people think there was skill position talent. It's overrated.
Dan Menigan, 92, The Fan. Are you really taking a victory lap right now?
No, I'm just saying. This team didn't have enough skill position talent.
Can I see your credential, please?
No, there's no victory lap. I mean, if it was obvious to me, why wasn't it obvious to the front office?
It's just a really hard pill to swallow. I really struggled watching that game yesterday. It felt like 99 Browns. That's what it felt like to me, especially watching that offense in the first half. Man, what they have, 6 first downs in the first? They were 0 for 12 on third down to start the game. 0 for 12. Would they end up 1 for 13 when it was all said and done? 0 for 12? And it wasn't like they were all like third down and 8. There were a couple third down and 5s in there, a couple third down and 3s.
Yeah.
They were 2 for 3 on fourth down.
And Andy, as bad as the stats were, and they were awful by the end of the game, you just pointed something out that's really significant. They were padded by what happened late in the game.
Yes.
It was just atrocious when the game was still mildly not in doubt. It was just atrocious. Folks, the offense is in shambles. They cannot roll it out again next week and expect it to change. I don't know what you do. Do you emphasize certain players? Do you want to see more of Cedric Tillman? Do you want to see more of Pierre Strong? Do you want to see changes on the offensive line? Do you want to see a change at quarterback? Do you want to see a change at play caller? Do you want a new offensive coordinator? There are all kinds of things that you can say here, Andy, because I don't think anything is off the table right now because the offense has been that bad.
Jeff, let me dive right into this thing because it was a question yesterday in the press conference. Is he thinking about switching quarterbacks?
He said no.
He said no, emphatically said no yesterday.
That's correct.
So my question for you is,
the quarterback's been not good. He doesn't even have a 200-yard passing game this year. But is that on the quarterback? Partially sure it is. He's the guy with the ball. He's the guy making the decisions on the field. He's the guy who sometimes holds on to the ball too long.
Jeff, if they're not going to change the quarterback, I don't know how. But even if you just take him out for a game, right? Or let's see what happens if you take. There's a part of me that still wonders if he's hurt. Although he keeps getting back up, he's not going to tell you he's hurt. I don't know that the rest of the team is buying in. This team had a team meeting last week, guys. They had a team-only meeting, players-only meeting. And that's what we got on Sunday. That's after a players-only meeting? Oh, it might be one of the worst performances in the league all year. They looked pathetic yesterday. That's after a player-only meeting. So, to me,
tells you the value of meetings.
Well, it tells you the value of leadership within the locker room.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I've never been a big believer in, gosh, fellas, we're not playing well. Let's go play better. Okay.
That's not what it is.
Raw team.
You know there's psychological.
If you don't have the ability to play better, I don't care how often you meet. I don't care how rah-rah you want to get. If you don't have the ability, whether it's because of the players, the scheme, the injuries, whatever, I don't care how many times you meet.
Jeff, it takes zero talent to hustle, and there were plays out there yesterday. I was like, are these guys, they even care?
How do you get? I never buy that either.
How do you, what, zero talent to hustle?
No,
that's a fact.
That's a fact. What I don't get is that they're not hustling. Of course they're hustling. You don't hustle out there, you get your knees blown out. You get your shoulders beat up. You cannot not hustle on the National Football League field because it will hurt you.
There's mental hustle too. How do you have 12 guys on the field deep in their territory? You got your you-know-what's handed to you.
Coaching?
In the first half.
Is that coaching? They said miscommunication.
Deshaun started walking over to the sidelines on that play.
With about 20 seconds on the play clock.
There were 12 guys on the field with 20 seconds left. Hey, Deshaun. Yell at somebody to get off the
field.
Get
off the field. Sprint off the field.
What is that?
Stefanski was not very happy.
What is that?
Yeah, if you've looked at that play on replay, and you should, Deshaun was about 20 seconds on the play clock when he kind of left the huddle and started walking over.
And there were 12 guys on the field.
I counted them. There were 12 guys.
Yeah.
And Amari Cooper, you can see, turns and puts his hands up as Deshaun's walking away. Now, he said later, from what I read, yeah, there was a miscommunication. We had 12 guys on the field. So was that the throwing up your arms in disgust because there was miscommunication or because your quarterback's walking off the field? I don't know what it was. You could have called another timeout there, but if you're trying to make
timeout.
If you're trying to get back in the game, you probably want the timeout. It was terrible.
That's peewee football stuff, Jeff.
Except was it coaching or was it, you know, is it your quarterback? Should I?
It's both.
I don't.
It's both.
I agree.
Yeah.
Except at that point, which guy you're sending off the field. You know, is Deshaun going to quickly look around and say, wait a minute, you're the guy who's not supposed to be here, get out. If he does, with 20 seconds and you have a chance to run that play still, I think that's really pushing it.
Help me with this one too, guys, and I can look it up real quick. I can't remember, when do they cut off the communication to the helmet? It's like 10 seconds?
Like, isn't it like 7 or something
like
that?
Is it 7 or 10? I know it's later than that. So why is Kevin not screaming, get back on the field?
Maybe he was. If you saw Kevin's face, and I know you did.
He said go for three. Isn't that what Deshaun said, go for three?
Kevin didn't.
Kick the field goal?
Kevin didn't look real pleased.
It's 15 seconds? So that means that he had another 5 seconds to say, stay on the field, kick the running back off the field. Who cares at that point?
I don't know. Folks, we want your thoughts. 216-474-0092. It's a Browns Therapy Monday. We're not the ones who need the therapy. Therapy is needed by the offense and the defense that is no longer stellar, but is okay. But okay is probably not enough with the way this offense is working.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Brian, welcome to a Browns Therapy Friday.
Get it going,
Therapy
Brian.
Monday.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
What's up? How
Just
are you?
Wonderfully well, Brian.
Well, you know, man, I don't know where you're again, right? So how good can it be? But I don't know, man. I only got a couple seconds. Y'all really know how to drag out a call.
Well, you're doing a good job of dragging out this call.
You've
Keep
been
going.
On for about 30 seconds. It's cooking. Yeah. Way to go, Brian.
Listen, man, listen. We a bad organization, bro. And we being exposed. I mean, to me, number one defense last year, right? Deshaun Watson, good player a couple years ago. Played good, had a little flashes last year. Number one offense line. And now they can't even figure it out. Bro, this is a bad organization. There's nothing that nobody can do to fix it. They firing running back coaches last year. That was the only bright spot that we had on the offensively on the team. It's just whenever you got chaos, look, don't be surprised when chaos starts to spread like an infectious disease. And that's exactly what this is. We in the AFC North. And we cannot afford to have this kind of bad leadership, because when you do, you see it. And that's exactly what we're seeing. You can't fix it. You have to literally tear it up inside the organization, rebuild it, get something, stop having people throw all their opinions out. Because you can see it's like transitioning. This guy must think he right. This guy. You need all those people swinging in the same direction, and it's not happening, and this is what you're seeing out on the field.
Brian, thank you very much.
Thank you. Transcripts of Brian's phone call are available at 923thefan.com.
Our buddy Tom, TK, sends me this. He said this. How bad is Andrew Berry? The only offensive starter on this team that Barry drafted in 5 drafts is Jedrick Wills.
Is there a law that says you have to draft your offensive line?
That's interesting. Think about that. Cool Ray's in Bedford. Cool
Oh,
Ray.
Oh, here we go. Cool Ray in Bedford.
Here we go, fellas. Man, can we listen? Whoa, I'm not even mad no more. I'm not mad because I saw this one coming.
Cool Ray, do me a favor. Take it off speakerphone.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
I'm not even mad anymore. I used to be mad because, you know, I know the problem is the coach, right? We see it. And now it's organizational. Like, this is such a debacle. We saw it a couple years ago when Baker was here and he wanted the players to be the leaders of the team, Miles Garrett, stuff like that. And last year we gave him credit and the league gave him credit for the defense winning 8 games for us. This year,
you don't think Flacco helped a little?
Okay, so with the Flacco thing, let me say this. I've never liked the Flacco, maybe because he played for a different team, but sure. At that point, but I give all veterans who've been in the league a long time discredit. You've seen
discredit.
Multiple defenses. Oh, you know credit.
Okay. For,
you've seen defenses. You know how to prepare. You're sure. Professional. You wouldn't have been there. So Flacco not practicing and Flacco not having to go to training camp and coming in when he did, and by him being a veteran, I'm not going to knock him on that. But at the end of the day, his numbers was his numbers. Was he threw more interception than anybody in the league in a short time he was there. My problem, what we have in here, is what we saw yesterday. Yesterday is such a debacle because my team has an offensive coordinator who doesn't do a job. The coach does the offensive coordinator job. You have this dysfunction because this team, once again, didn't look ready. I'm so tired of the injury excuse. Every team has injuries. That's why you a coach. You make sure your backups can come in and do a serviceable job until your starters get ready if they can come back sooner. If you're waiting for Chubb to come back to make something happen, you're still 3 more weeks away, which is 3 more losses away. So you're so
and Cool Ray, it's hard to bank on a guy coming off a second big knee injury thinking he's going to walk in the door and be 120 yards a game.
He's back.
And to be fair, Deshaun Watson, it's some of his fault. But I want you guys to go do this on your own time, and I know you guys will. I want you to watch the routes of the receivers. Every single play that Deshaun Watson got sacked, look at the routes. They ran a route and stopped. They literally didn't even try to fight to get open. They just ran and stopped, ran and stopped. And it was, and then when you know that the offensive line is leaking, most of the routes that he was trying to throw to, they were deep routes where you wouldn't even have the time to throw it anyway.
Cool, Ray. Thank you, buddy. I want you to think about this. I've screamed out wide receiver forever. Okay, I'm going to scream about it right now. I think Amari Cooper is a really good pro, and Amari can play on my team any day. He's not absolute upper echelon NFL wide receiver. And that was the case even when they brought him in. His career is terrific. He's a really good wide receiver. But he's not, you know, CeeDee Lamb. He's not Jamar Chase, okay? And probably never was. Your other big acquisitions have been third-round draft choices who haven't hit, and a guy who didn't work out in New York, who they moved on from, Elijah Moore, mm-hmm. and a guy who didn't work out in Denver, Jerry Jeudy, who they moved on from.
Okay.
So you had two reclamation projects that you brought in who you made starters. That's tough to do. Steve is in Lyndhurst. Hello, Steven.
All right, let's go facts, what we do know.
Okay.
This stuff started in a playoff game against the Texans last year when Joe Flacco was throwing those pick sixes because they started to blitz the Browns offense. Kevin Stefanski play calling. Joe Flacco looked terrible in that game and in the second half, late in the second half. And everybody was like, he's a bum, he's a scrub. It just transferred over into this year. Let's go with what we
Wait,
do
who was a bum? Just for clarification, who did you think was a bum? Was it Flacco or Stefanski?
Well, Flacco threw those pick six in the playoff game against the Texans.
Okay, you're talking Flacco. I just follow along. Okay, yeah. Go ahead, Steven. Sorry.
It's only because they brought heat on him.
Right.
So what the MO on the Browns is that Kevin Stefanski cannot call a good game against the Blitz. Now, everybody know against the blitz, it's a three-step drop, screen plays, and go to your tight end. Chip at the line, turn around, get the ball out of your hand. He's not doing that. The guy just got off the line with you. Kevin Stefanski is calling plays that have to develop. Deshaun Watson don't have enough time for that. But let's talk about Deshaun Watson because this is the elephant in the room. This is the real story. What do we know about Deshaun Watson? He won championships on the high school level. He won a championship in Clemson, mm-hmm. first 3 years in the league. He was a Pro Bowler, led the league with touchdowns and yards passing.
And was was really good. He was really good in Houston.
No. He wasn't good. He was great. That's why Kevin Stefanski said what he said about Deshaun Watson. Because he understands one thing. Haslam knows football. Haslam is nobody's dummy. Haslam knows that Deshaun Watson is an elite quarterback. The question is, is the right coach in place to coach him? That's the number one question. And we can answer that question because you can take Deshaun Watson.
Steven,
out of
do you just real me, quick, do you think Deshaun is an elite quarterback right now?
Absolutely. Ain't no doubt about it. He's one of the smartest quarterbacks in the league. I tell you what, take Deshaun Watson out of the equation, put Jameis Winston back there, and you'll go probably 1-14?
Simple.
I don't. We took. I mean, Deshaun got taken out of the equation last year, and Joe Flacco, regardless of as many interceptions as he threw, was throwing for 300 every game. Same line.
Let me explain this to you.
Okay.
Flacco and Watson. I'm listening. Basically the same record as starting quarterback.
Just give me an opportunity to rebuttal that.
Sure, go.
It happened in the Texans game in the playoffs.
Okay.
When they figured out how you slow down Joe Flacco and the Browns offense, blitz. And they start doing it, and they never stopped doing it. They're doing it to the day right now. Kevin Stefanski cannot call a good game against the blitz. That's the bottom line. Because everybody knows against the blitz, what do? You go to your tight ends. You go with screen plays to offset that pressure coming up the middle and from the ends. He won't do it because he is – you can sit here and say that I'm biased towards Kevin Stefanski, which I'm not. Deshaun Watson is not the problem. It's the head coach.
I don't know, Steve, man. I got to be honest with you. I'm super bothered by that play in the first half when he walked off the field with 20 seconds. I don't get it. I don't understand that play. And you saw it. And again, I don't think this is all on Deshaun. I don't think it's all on everybody. They should all be pointing fingers. But
I'm sure
I can't sit here and tell you that Deshaun Watson's the same quarterback he was when he was in Houston.
The guy that took a team
that was 0-3 to start the season and make it to the playoffs. That's the guy I want. Is he still there?
He doesn't look like it to me.
No.
Can he be there? We'll find out.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.